Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 107 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode, I get a chance to talk to Daniel Castillo from Heritage Barbecue in Orange County. This one's really cool because I chat with him he's doing a stage at Brett's Barbecue in Rockdale, Texas. Brett's Barbecue recently opened, and he's there for about a week, and it's cool because he's outside, and we get a chance to do a little tour. We see Brett, we see guys there. It's just before they're opening, and then we get a chance to talk to Daniel about his history and his background and how he got to where he is today and what Heritage Barbecue is and why it's so special. It's Central Texas style barbecue, and they pop up at breweries around Orange County. But what makes it really, really interesting is that they incorporate beer from the specific brewery in all of the dishes for the pop-up. And we go into depth about that. It's an interesting spin on Central Texas style barbecue, and it's pretty fantastic. You have to go check them out. They do sell out, so get there early. I'll be posting links to everything that Daniel does, so that way you can make sure you can plan your schedule ahead of it. With Abe Delgado and I have been putting together a barbecue pop-up guide for Los Angeles, so if you do, check out my blog at kevinsbbqjoints.com. You can see that. It's a weekly guide, so that way you can check out all the different pop-ups that are happening around Los Angeles and the area around it too, and Heritage is always on that list. Thanks so much. Enjoy.
That's so cool. Is it cold?
I think it's like I think it's about 50 something degrees right now, but you know how it is. I mean, we're so used to
50 degrees. That's freezing for us.
It is. Yeah, that's why I know the first day my first morning I was here, I went to Walmart. Brett took me to Walmart, and I went and bought these insulated like bib overalls. And it was like overkill, and I showed up over here, and these guys are like, "Man, what the fuck are you doing? You don't look like you're from around here, you know." And these guys are just in jeans and t-shirts, like no big deal, you know.
That's so funny. It's so funny, like how sad we are. Like it's like from California, our blood is what, really thin. Is that what it is? Is that what they say?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So there's something going on. Well, cool. Well, right. That's kind of a fun way to jump into this. So good morning, Daniel. How you doing?
Doing great. Yeah, we're just on a slight time difference, so I'm used to it already. It's no big deal, you know.
So where are you right now? You're in Rockdale, right?
Yeah, I'm in Rockdale, which is about halfway between Austin and College Station, like Bryan area, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually my my second time out here.
And this is your second day in Rockdale, or is this your?
This is my in Rockdale. This would be my. Officially my third day here.
Officially your third day.
Second morning, third day.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's before, because I want to talk, because you're at Brett's Backyard Barbecue, which is really, really cool, and people will love to hear about that. And maybe, too, at the end, maybe we could do a quick little tour just so we can get a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They're in there right now cutting briskets and getting ready to put them on the pit right now.
Awesome. Trimming briskets. Oh yeah, that's awesome. So Daniel, let's talk about Heritage Barbecue really quick, because what you're doing is something special, and I think people, yeah, I want it. So can you explain what you're doing so people can know?
Yeah, so I'm doing Central Texas style barbecue in Orange County area, and we started off just doing kind of just like, you know, what everybody else does, and just doing the, you know, a couple sides and doing brisket and ribs and sausage and that sort of thing. And but I think I decided when I started doing this that I was going to eventually end up elevating the menu and kind of incorporating taking more of like a chef twist on the whole concept.
What is your background? Do you have a culinary background?
Yeah. So I went to culinary school a while back. I have about 20 years experience in the kitchen, in and out. I think one of my first jobs that I had was working for Mrs. Knott's Chicken Dinner Restaurant at Knott's Berry Farm.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's
cool. Yeah. I used to fry chicken there, and that's kind of, it's kind of weird. I've always really liked Southern food for some reason.
Isn't that funny? Like, I have the same thing, and I'm from the San Fernando Valley outside of Los Angeles, and I have such a kinship for Southern food.
Oh, there's a train going by right now.
That's cool. That actually doesn't happen a whole lot in Los Angeles either.
Yeah, I know. It gets really loud in my, I'm staying in this little loft. I can literally see it from here.
Okay.
And that thing runs by all night long. So it's going to get super loud here in like 1 minute.
There's no train stop there, right? There's a lot of places to stop.
I don't know. I don't think so.
There must be, right? Somewhere?
just zooms through here. There it goes right now. Yeah, that thing rumbles by. I can, it shakes my little loft I'm staying in. I'm staying in a loft. Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm staying in a loft that's above a little beauty salon right across the street from Brett's.
Oh, really? Is that like a place where he puts people up?
Yeah, rural out here, you know, so you can see in the background.
Oh, that's cool.
But they're going to clean this place up, man. Brett has a lot of lands for this place.
Yeah, what are they going to put in that area?
In this back area, I guess the city's going to come out and they're going to get rid of all of these trees and this area. And they're going to do this, like, wrap around parking lot. Because there's two ways to get in here, but they're going to pave that. You're going to come all the way around. You're going to be able to drive in.
Oh.
And they're going to be able to drive all the way out. There's a convenience store, you know, like, these convenience stores over here in Texas, a lot of them have places you can eat at, mm-hmm. which is, you know, back home, we don't want to eat in any gas station.
No. It's there's like a few places, like there's a little taco place sometimes, but like generally it's not. Now, is that also too, is that like one of those convenience stores where they sell solo beers by themselves?
Yeah, well, actually this one's, it used to be a Chevron, and the guy that owns this property, he's going to build it out into another gas station. So I think they might have something kind of cool going on with the concept, because they have a little kitchen in there and stuff too.
Oh, that's cool. That'll make it a little destination. Not that it's not one already.
He has a lot of plans for this place. I know he was talking about doing some breakfast tacos in the morning. I mean, because after they sell out, there's still people, they're coming all night long asking for barbecue.
Oh.
You know, so he's going to kill it when he's able to get this thing like rocking. And I mean, the guy has a vision, and
it's just the beginning, right?
Yeah, he's doing you know, he'll be cutting briskets, and then he'll run out and, you know, go pick something up and go put it up, and he'll be drilling something, and he's like constantly working on this place, you know. It's his baby. So
and didn't they just add something? I think I saw online there was something like they just added that covered area
So they just did this really cool I don't know if you could see it here, but there's like this covered uh-huh. patio area, which is a game changer, because he said it's been raining pretty much once every weekend since he's been here, since he opened. So I can only imagine. I mean, these guys gotta be out there, you know, throwing wood in the pit, mm-hmm. and it's raining on them, and walking back and forth from the trailer in the rain and stuff. So
and also this during the summer when it gets hot, it's gonna be nice to be covered.
Yeah, come spring, they're all looking forward to that.
Well, so let's jump back. So you're doing fried chicken, Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay. Yeah, just, you know, honestly, odds and ends jobs here and there, wherever I can work, if it was a kitchen, or, you know, my wife was always kind of pushing me to go to culinary school. And I didn't really want to do it. I never thought I would end up in a kitchen. And I got laid off of one job that I worked at for like 2 years, and she told me, she's all, just go back to school. So I went back to school. I actually got really good grades and got a lot of scholarships, and nice. I was able to actually go to school full time and not have to work.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which was awesome.
That's huge. And,
yeah, it was huge. And got that taken care of, and then started working couple different restaurants, and then I eventually went over to Whole Foods Market, and I worked there for like 7 years.
Oh wow.
Yeah, as a as kind of like a corporate chef, and you know, we had like a bar and grill, and I got hooked over there. It wasn't like working in a restaurant where, you know, you were working we were working weekends and nights at first, and you know, then I got some seniority there, and eventually got to pick my hours, and I was working, you know, like Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and really good benefits. And
wow.
So, I mean, it was kind of hard for me to leave that situation.
Yeah, even I know. It sounds like it would be.
Yeah. Even though it wasn't like a true restaurant, you know, it was just kind of, I mean, you couldn't beat it. You know, the pay was pretty good. They kept giving me raises every time I wanted to walk out to go work in a restaurant. They kept giving me a raise.
What gave you the bug for Central Texas Style Barbecue?
Oh, so actually I just started by just doing barbecue, like what we call barbecue in California, which is, you know, carne asada, you know, cooking burgers and ribs. I remember the first time I did a brisket and a butt, I actually cooked them at the very same time. I had like this R2-D2 looking smoker that was, I think it was a Brinkford, a Brinkman.
Oh, Brinkman, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it has the bottoms hollowed out. I don't know. It had like a little tiny door where you just throw a little tiny piece of wood.
Chips, like, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, what I thought of barbecue, if I wanted to smoke something, you know, I'd get chips or chunks, and I would soak them in, like, water or beer or wine or something like that, and then, you know, just chuck them in there. And I thought the more smoke that came out...
Of course, that's what we all thought.
That's what we think, right? That's, you know, that's what we think when we first get into smoking, but it's not the case.
Did you actually get a smoker before you started doing Central Texas style, or did you do it with somebody else, or...?
Yeah, I think somebody gave me my first offset, which was, at the time, I didn't realize was a kind of a decent one. I can't remember the brand name, but it was actually from Texas. It's the name of a town here. I can't recall it right now. But it was a good one. It was a thick metal. You know, it was a small cooker, but, you know, it was a good pit. And then, you know, I'd go on Craigslist all the time. And, you know, I used to have parties at my house in my backyard all the time. And, that was kind of another thing that really kept me out of, like, having a real, like, chef job was on the weekends I wanted to barbecue and hang out with friends and drink good beer and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I couldn't make that commitment to, you know, just run a kitchen, like, constantly. And
yeah, you'd be away from that. You wouldn't be able to
do that. Yeah, that's not what I really wanted to do. And slowly I realized that, you know, if I could start doing it, my wife's like, stop giving away food to people. You got to start charging stuff. You know, and we were doing like beer can chickens and I do Hawaiian barbecue. And then I started doing some catering on the side. And, it wasn't until I came out here for my first time, a few years ago that it opened my eyes to what real barbecue is, you know,
cause what was a restaurant that you went to?
Oh, like a lot of people, Franklin's. Mm-hmm. That was like my first place I went to. And it was, you know, that's when I had my my eye-opening moment, you know. And then I started going around to other places and seeing that some of them were similar, but they did things differently. And I think, like, if you go to, like, you know, Terry Black's or someplace like that, you'll have the same experience that you'll have at Franklin's.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Black's gets those long – they have the long lines too, but – you know, they're like cooking constantly around the clock.
So much.
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't get to have the brisket there at Franklin's or whatever else that you wanted to get, you can go to Terry Black's and have just something just as good.
Late in the day too. Yeah.
Yeah. During the daytime too. You know, you can go there if you can't make it to Franklin's, you know, whatever. But, yeah. And then, you know, I think that trip we went to like 8 different places and, I don't remember where else we went to. We went to a couple of different spots in on the Austin area. And then I came back another time with Yoni. He took me all over the place. Went up to Belton, the Miller Smokehouse. We went out to Lexington. First time. Knows. Yeah, exactly. Dusty.
So when did Heritage start?
Heritage, it used to be called Heritage Roasting Company before it was Heritage Barbecue.
Okay.
Because we started doing catering and... we actually used to do whole hogs too.
Oh, wow.
The concept didn't work out because you had to have a lot of people and then you had to have people willing to pay for it. The concept just didn't work out. I couldn't find enough clientele for what I wanted to do. And I had one of those Cajachina cookers.
Yeah.
And I wrote a menu with like 6 different styles of way I can serve a whole hog. And
a little too complex for people probably.
Yeah. And then I came out here, and as soon as I got home I sold it. And I started working on I picked up a at one time I had like 6 offset smokers that were in my backyard and they were rusting away, and they're, you know, most of them were just cheap, didn't still, you know, ones that you can buy from Home Depot.
Yeah.
You know, most of them actually were from Craigslist, just old used ones, you know.
So when did you get your smoker?
So I have a friend of mine, actually it's a long story, but it was kind of meant to be. I was on OfferUp and I found a pit. It was a you know, like a Texas, you know, Franklin style smoker, or I wrote the guy a couple times and he wrote me back once, and it was 188 gallon offset cooker.
Okay.
And I was really interested. I was ready to pay for it. I had the money, and he stopped writing me back. And I had put a post on Instagram asking if anybody knew anybody that was selling barbecues or knew how to build barbecues, welders and stuff like that. And one guy got back to me. His name's Matthew, and he lives out in the Inland Empire. He said, "Hey, I have a buddy of mine that that builds smokers." And so he's like, I'll tag you on his page. So he tagged me on this page. And then, I saw one of the first pictures I saw was of that same smoker that was on OfferUp.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of blew my mind. So I wrote the guy right away. I'm like, "Hey man, I was trying to talk to you on OfferUp, and you know, I really want to buy that smoker." And he said, "Well, unfortunately I already sold it." He's like, "But I can build you another one." So originally we were supposed to get 188 gallon. I ended up he talked me into getting a 250.
Gotcha.
Did my, worked on that for a while, played around with some recipes, till I was satisfied with my product, brisket. I think my first pop-up I did in my backyard was just brisket. Mm-hmm. And then I did some sides, and, that was about it. And, went out, got a couple gigs at some breweries, decided that that 250 wasn't going to work. I was already at capacity. I had, you know, started pulling lines of people, and you know, there was no way. I mean, I can only do at the max with that thing full, like 9 briskets.
Oh, that was, yeah, that's not enough.
My airflow was all messed up, and I wasn't getting the results that I wanted, you know. So that's when I had the 550 gallon built.
Was the same guy?
Yeah, same dude. Yeah, he'll probably be the one that's gonna be building my 1,000 gallon. We're looking for a tank right now.
What's his name, or do you want to publicize him? Or
yeah, yeah, his name is Joey Cardenas. He's from Rooster's Barbecue. Okay. He actually does barbecue himself too.
Oh, cool.
He's on Instagram, so if anybody wants to check him out, he's a local guy. He's in Cyprus.
Nice.
Yeah, so he wasn't that far from me, and the guy's another guy's named Shane. He's from Fontana. He's a metal fabricator, and they built a pit out in Fontana. But Joey, for his daytime job, he works HVAC, so he kind of knows a thing or two about the flow of air.
Oh, for sure, that makes sense.
And that sort of thing. So that's how he was able to kind of bring that to the table. These guys are good welders.
That's awesome. So with Heritage, it's what you do now is because you do a lot of pop-ups at breweries, you incorporate the beer into your menu. Can you explain that
absolutely.
A little bit?
Yeah, so the wife and I, we really love craft beer. We've been going to all these local Orange County breweries for a while.
They're such great ones.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely. Orange County is making some of the best beer in the whole world right now. And I was able to like pull those cards, you know, like, "Hey man, you know, I'm doing this barbecue thing," and you know, but I didn't want to be like a food truck. I didn't want to be somebody that, you know, just showed up and, you know, just stood there and sold food. You know, I wanted to make an event out of what we were doing. So that's why I said, you know, I would talk to the brewers, and became really good friends with a lot of the brewers, and said, "Hey, if you guys are willing to offer up some of your beer that I can cook with," because pretty much anywhere that you would use a stock or use water, you could use beer.
Yeah.
So I started, you know, I've always been playing around. We used to do beer dinners at Whole Foods Market, so I would incorporate a lot of beer.
Oh, that's
into the menu.
Like, what? Give some examples for people. Like, some examples as to how you incorporate the beer.
So, like, if I'm gonna do like a polenta, usually you would start with like a little bit of like simmering water or something. I would start with, you know, maybe like a wit beer or something like that. You know, whatever's gonna work. One time, one of this brewery, they did a corn ale. And it just worked really well. A lot of like nutty, sweet flavor from the corn as it kind of reduced down. It just popped, and it was perfect with the polenta.
So you also pickle stuff with beer?
Yeah. So we make all our pickles, and you know, if we're gonna do like pickled onions or something, if I could find a brewery that's doing like a gose that's made with like a raspberry or some sort of like tart berry, you know, it'll add color. I don't even have to use like a red wine vinegar.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
yeah. It'll eventually, you know, it'll eventually make it like a nice bright pink color, and then bring those flavors of those salty, briny flavors that you get with the goes into it. IPA, I like using IPA for our pickles, and I'll use, sometimes the brewers will give me like some of their hop cones or hop pellets, and I'll incorporate those into the pickles just to give it a more of a hoppier flavor to my pickles.
That's so great.
Yeah, it gets really complicated. My wife tells me I have to make everything so complicated. but to me, I have to stay busy. I have to feel like I'm doing something in the kitchen. You know, just like when we run our pop-ups, I kind of run it like I would run a kitchen. You know, if I say that I need something, I want to hear that they heard me and that they're going to give it to me. So,
so is it a yes chef kind of thing?
Exactly. I don't make them call me chef, but you know.
Yes, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. So your next pop-up is January 27th?
Yeah. So, we will be at the, Brewery Taru. That's in Anaheim.
Awesome brewery.
Their beer menu is crazy. And actually, if you get a chance to come out to that one, you'll get to see the, we sat down with them and we came up with some logistical things on how to make this line move. And we came up with these menus that are going to hopefully make the line, move really cool. And it's not something that I'm going to post up because I don't want anybody to steal it.
Okay. Awesome. Oh yeah. No, I,
but if you want to see what it looks like, you'll have to come out.
Okay, cool. That's, and you're incorporating beer into your entire menu, essentially.
Everything will have beer in it.
Yeah. Except for the brisket, but you'll drink beer with it.
Well, it's actually the brisket will be sprayed with beer.
Oh, that's so cool. That's awesome. Yeah.
It'll be in my spritz for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. So I just wanted to tell you real quick about Brett's. The food here is fantastic, man.
So you're out here. You're out here to kind of stage, or?
Yeah. So that's exactly what I'm doing here. I'll be here for a solid work week, and this guy. I mean, he's been winning competitions forever. He's been barbecuing for more than a lot of people that have restaurants,
without a doubt,
in Austin, and he knows what he's doing. And you know, he made such an impact on me the last time I was here when I tried his food, and I was like, wow, man, you know, people need to come out and try this, and I need to learn how to cook this type of barbecue.
And so did you and how did that work out? You just reached out and said, I want.
Yeah, so I met with him, and it was very briefly because he was cutting in the trailer last time I was here. But you know, I talked with Rossler and Fernando, and we hit it off, and the guys over here are so cool. I just knew that I had to try to come back here. So I wrote him on Instagram, and I kind of just told him what I thought, and he, I don't know if he thought I was serious at first.
He probably did. I'm sure they get a lot of requests.
Yeah. So I actually wrote a couple different places too, and got shut down. Some people never responded to me, but you know, thank God Brett was a nice enough person to, you know, offer his time to me, because I know he's super busy, and you know, so I try to just work as hard as I can for him. You know, I'm not just here just, you know, tending fires and you know, cutting briskets and stuff like that. I'm washing dishes.
You'll do whatever,
you know, whatever it needs me to do, just so I can show a little bit of thankfulness for.
And you're filming on this is a Friday, so this is a, so what time do they open? 11?
They open at 10:30.
Oh, 10:30. Okay.
And then there's people here, and then even after he sells out, there's still people waiting in line.
Well, do you want to do a little tour?
Sure. Yeah. Hold on a second here. So there's already people here. So this is all new here. They did this.
Oh, that's what I saw. Okay, that's great. Yeah.
There's Night Moves. There's a man right there getting ready.
Hey, what's up, Brett?
Kevin.
How are you doing?
He's busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Nando.
What's up?
Hey, what is up?
Yeah, these guys are getting ready to open right now, so they're really busy. But yeah, I think this location that he chose is such a great place because it's halfway between Bryan, like College Station, Texas A&M area, to Austin. And so, you know, it gives people a chance to stop here. Not only that, but between Snows and Louis Miller.
Yeah, it's close to Louis Miller, right?
Yeah, so you can, you know, if people are doing a little barbecue crawl, they could stop by here. Perfect. And try some of the best barbecue in Texas for real. I'm like,
and where is the parking lot? Is it, do you park right next door? Is that kind of where?
Yeah, there's like this little like dirt area right here, but on the other side there's a paved area where that gas station is. And that's the same dude that owns this property, so
okay,
people can park there. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So what are you serving today? You guys have brisket, pork ribs,
yeah.
Sausage?
Yeah, he has brisket, ribs, he's got chicken, four different types of sausage.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are those sausages? Which ones are they? Do you know?
He has what they call pico de gallo, which I never heard of before, but it's real similar to like a chorizo sausage.
Oh, okay.
And it's insane. It's really good. I think it's like chopped up Fresno chilies in there, and like sweet paprika. It's so good. It's ridiculous, man. And everything that he makes is fantastic, man. And
what about that dessert? Isn't there an amazing dessert?
On the weekends they do dessert and they do free beer, which is awesome.
Wow. But isn't it like some kind of like Nutter Butter or some kind of like
I think he has somebody, I think it's his girlfriend that's making a really killer banana pudding. People have been coming by here and they say, hey man, I need that banana pudding, and he's like, sorry man, it's only on the weekend.
Okay, cool. That's good to know. That's actually really good. You just gave a scoop that people
might have
a tip.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's awesome. And so you're going to be there through what, Tuesday?
I'll be here. There's supposed to be a cold front that's coming in Saturday, so I might be going back to town either Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, because I got to fly out of Austin's, and I have to figure out how to get back over there because I Ubered to Rockdale, which is an hour away from Austin, and I checked to see if there was Ubers going back. There's no Ubers going back.
How much was that Uber?
It was about $100.
It's worth it.
But I mean, I was going to be here for 7 days, just sitting. The car would have been sitting. It'd been a waste of time.
It didn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
That paid for it.
So I gotta see if I could hitchhike over to Taylor, where there is Uber drivers to get back into Austin.
Or if you could somehow get into like Round Rock or something, maybe.
Yeah, Round Rock. Yeah, because Fernando lives in Round Rock, so he said, yeah, he could drop me off there and I could Uber from.
For sure, yeah. That's a much bigger town. Well, that's cool. Well, Daniel, thank you for taking the time. And we've wanted to do this for a while. And it's really, what you're doing is something really special. And now it's even more special because you're getting these tips from someone that's a great barbecue chef in Rockdale. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my plan, is to come out here. I think in another 2 months, I'm going to come work with somebody else.
Nice. That's great.
That works out.
Get that knowledge. That's
there's always something to learn, and a lot of these guys too, especially Brett, they're constantly trying to make it better.
Yeah.
He's like me. We're never satisfied with our product.
That's awesome. We'll say hello to Brett again, and thank him for letting me steal you for a little bit.
All right, brother.
All right, take it easy. Thanks so much, Daniel.
See you later, man.